Yeah. When I came last time, this fellow was kind of drug into the meeting. A girl said, "You've got to come." And I want you to hear the severity of where he came from, what he was headed to do. So I'm just going to let him tell you, and then
der Ort, wo in dem ich war, als Regula mich in das Meeting vom Todd geschleppt hat, war, ich war ganz tief gefangen in Depressionen. Ich war diagnostiziert mit Borderline-Syndrom. Ich war ja eigentlich nur noch zwischen Leben und Tod am Switchen und war eigentlich dabei, mich umzubringen.
Aber es war diagnosed with a borderline syndrome, was just going back and forth between death and life, and I was about actually to kill myself.
Ja, und dann hat Regula mich das Meeting gebracht zum Tod, und da war zum allerersten Mal in meinem ganzen Leben, der ich eigentlich christlich aufgewachsen war, da war jemand, der hatte das, wo ich gesagt habe, so sollen Christen sein, und der hat das, was ich will, was ich immer wollte.
And there was the first time in my life that I was brought up as a in a Christian family that I said, this is a guy who actually has that what Christians should have, what I wanted.
Und im Verlauf vom Samstag und Sonntag wurde ich von meinen Depressionen, von meinen Ängsten, von allem einfach, was war weg. Ich wurde geheilt.
The meeting of Saturday and Sunday, I was really like being healed from my depression, my fears, they were all gone.
Und inzwischen arbeite ich wieder. Ich arbeite mit meinem Vater zusammen, Vollzeit.
I'm working with my dad together.
Ja, in der Rolling Church.
In der Rolling Church.
Also Full-Time Ministry.
Im vollzeitlichen Dienst.
Und ja, mache da halt Büro und gehen aber auch raus der Evangelisation. Raus, Leuten das Evangelium bringen, für sie beten, sie heilen.
I'm working in the office, but I also go out and to evangelism, go out and pray for people and heal people.
Und die Frau, die mich nach Bern in das Meeting geschleppt hat,
and the woman who dragged me to this meeting in Bern,
mit der bin ich seit Februar verheiratet. So kann Gott Leben völlig von Grund auf innerhalb von 2 Tagen einfach mal komplett verändern, komplett neu machen.
Ja. So here's the deal.
Das ist der Deal.
I was suicidal.
Ich war auch selbstmordgefährdet.
I had the bipolar.
Ich hatte das bipolare.
Much depression.
Viel Depression.
My whole life.
Mein ganzes Leben.
And Jesus set me free from me.
Und Jesus hat mich von mir selber freigesetzt.
So the gospel is designed to set you free from you.
Das Evangelium ist dazu gedacht, dass es dich von dir freisetzt.
See, the Bible doesn't say deny the devil, pick up your cross and follow him.
Also, die Bibel sagt nicht, dass der Teufel dein Kreuz auf sich nimmt und dir nachfolgt.
It says deny you.
Das heißt, verleugne dich selbst.
See, the way that we grow up,
so wie wir aufgewachsen sind,
and the way that we've been taught our whole life,
und wie wir gelehrt worden sind unser ganzes Leben lang,
it's all about us.
Es geht um uns.
And when you come into the kingdom,
wenn du ins Königreich kommst,
it's not about you.
Dann geht's nicht mehr um dich.
It's all about him.
Es geht nur um ihn.
But when it's not about you,
und wenn es nicht um dich geht,
and it's all about him,
und es nur alles um ihn geht,
God is all about you.
Dann geht es Gott nur um dich.
See, the freedom in the gospel,
die Freiheit im Evangelium,
is to be free from you.
Ist frei von dir selber zu sein.
If I'm free from me,
wenn ich von dir selber frei bin,
then I'm free from you.
Dann bin ich auch frei von dir.
There's nothing that you can do to me to make me love you less.
Da kannst du nichts tun, was mich dazu bringt, dich weniger zu lieben.
I don't put an expectation on you.
Und ich lege keine Erwartung auf dich.
So that if you don't meet it,
dass wenn du sie nicht erfüllst,
I can't love you.
Dann kann ich dich nicht lieben.
Did God put an expectation on you?
Hat Gott eine Erwartung auf dich gelegt?
That said that if you don't love him,
was heißt, wenn du ihn nicht liebst,
he won't love you.
Dann würde er dich nicht lieben.
See, we've been taught, we've been trained by the very enemy of God our whole life.
Wir wurden gelehrt, wir wurden ausgebildet unser ganzes Leben von dem Feind Gottes.
We've been trained by selfishness.
Wir sind von der Selbstsüchtigkeit ausgebildet worden.
See, I love what my friend came up and said.
Ich liebe es, als dass mein Freund, der davon gekommen ist und gesagt hat.
And he came up and he said, I saw a man that this is what every Christian should walk in.
Und er gesagt, ich habe einen Mann gesehen, der so lebt, wie jeder Christ leben sollte.
Every Christian should walk in a freedom from themselves.
Jeder Christ soll in der Freiheit von sich selber leben.
See, I don't love you because you tell me you love me back.
Also ich liebe euch nicht, weil ihr mir sagt, dass ihr mich liebt.
I don't say I love you. Do you love me?
Ich sag nicht, ich liebe dich. Liebst du mich?
I just say I love you. Period.
Ich sag einfach nur, ich liebe dich. Punkt.
With no expectation.
Mit keiner Erwartung.
I don't love you for what you can do for me.
Ich liebe dich nicht deswegen, was du für mich tun kannst.
I love you because of who God created me to be.
Ich liebe dich deswegen, wie Gott mich geschaffen hat.
See, I love the miracles and I love the prophecy.
Ich liebe die Wunder und ich liebe die Prophezeiungen.
But I love being a son.
Aber ich liebe es, ein Sohn zu sein.
See, this weekend and these times we're going to train and teach about sonship and being a daughter.
Dieses Wochenende werden wir darüber lehren, was heißt, ein Sohn, eine Tochter zu sein.
Because the healing and the miracles and the prophecy, that's not hard to get.
Denn die Heilung und die Prophetie und die Wunder, das ist nicht so schwierig zu bekommen.
As a matter of fact, I believe the devil wants you to get that first.
Und tatsächlich glaube ich, dass der Teufel möchte, dass ihr das zuerst bekommt.
So that you can go out there and heal the sick.
Damit du rausgehen kannst und die Kranken heilen.
And prophesy.
Und Prophetien aussprechen.
And cast out demons.
Und Dämonen austreiben.
And you feel good about what you can do.
Und du fühlst dich gut, was du tun kannst.
But you never find out who you really are.
Und du findest nie heraus, wer du wirklich bist.
Our identity needs to be secure in our Father.
Unsere Identität muss sicher in unserem Vater sein.
See, Christianity is supernatural.
Christentum ist übernatürlich.
It's not psychological.
Ist nicht psychologisch.
When you psychologically try to figure out Christianity,
wenn du versuchst, das Christsein psychologisch zu verstehen,
you unwillingly incorporate a way that seems right to a man.
And then,
unwillingly you incorporate a way that seems right to a man.
Dass dann nimmst du, ohne dass du es möchtest, so eine menschliche Sichtweise, was es einem Menschen richtig erscheint.
You can't psychologically figure out walking on water.
Du kannst nicht psychologisch herausfinden, wie man auf dem Wasser läuft.
There's no way.
Da gibt es keine Möglichkeit.
It's water.
Es ist Wasser.
And we're heavy.
Und wir sind schwer.
But the same faith that enables you to walk on water,
aber der gleiche Glaube, der dich in die Lage versetzt, auf dem Wasser zu gehen,
enables you to be a son.
Der versetzt dich in die Lage, ein Sohn zu sein.
And if sonship isn't understood,
und wenn das Sohnsein nicht verstanden ist,
we will walk and work for God.
Dann werden wir mit und für Gott arbeiten.
And works is not where we need to be.
Und dieses Arbeiten ist nicht das, wo wir sein sollen.
You don't perform miracles to be accepted by God.
Du vollführst keine Wunder, um von Gott akzeptiert zu werden.
The very fact that God will flow through your life and touch someone else's life,
die Tatsache, dass Gott durch dein Leben fließt und das Leben anderer dadurch berührt,
isn't God's stamp of approval on your life. It's not.
Ist nicht der Stempel der Bestätigung von Gott auf deinem Leben.
Do you know there are people that stand before God one day?
Das sind Leute, die werden eines Tages vor Gott stehen.
And do the miracles.
Und die Wunder tun.
And cast out demons.
Und Dämonen austreiben.
And do mighty signs.
Und großartige Zeichen vollbringen.
And stand before God.
Und vor Gott stehen.
In Matthew 7.
In Matthäus 7,
it says, not everybody that calls me Lord, Lord,
und es heißt, nicht alle, die mich Herr, Herr nennen,
will enter in.
Werden hineinkommen.
Yeah, but didn't we do this and didn't we do that?
Haben wir nicht das und das getan?
And didn't we do many signs in your name?
Und haben wir nicht viele Wunder und Zeichen in deinem Namen getan?
Away from me, I never knew you.
Weg von mir, ich habe euch nie gekannt.
I'm not telling you that you're not supposed to walk in miracles.
Ich sage euch nicht, dass ihr nicht in den Wundern laufen sollt.
But the miraculous,
aber das Wunderbare,
and prophecy,
und die Prophetie,
and the signs and wonders,
und die Zeichen und Wunder,
need to be a byproduct,
müssen ein Nebenprodukt sein,
of being a son,
von dem ein Sohn zu sein.
Does that make sense?
Ist das verständlich? Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Just trying to snap you out of where you just were for a second, because everybody was like, yeah. The Spirit's like wind. You never know where he's coming and going. Yeah. I wanted to start out and share that peace with you. Because I've found that there's a spirit of increase on the earth. Where God is doing stuff right now. Where it would have taken years before. It's taken days. I better move around a bit because there are people trying to get behind the pole here.
Yeah.
So people are getting it like that, but if we're getting miracles and healing like that, then we should be able to get righteousness like that too. And righteousness is monumental for your life. Listen, I was a drug addict for 22 years. I was an atheist my whole life. I hated Christians. I never saw anything that I liked in one, so why would I want what they have? What I saw was a list of rules and laws and... And people that had them couldn't even follow them. And there are lots of people that are trying to go to church on Sunday to look a certain way. But sometimes live worse than the world does. Jesus addressed it all the time.
Jesus hat ständig darüber gesprochen.
When he talked to the Pharisees and the scribes, he called them hypocrites.
Wenn er mit den Pharisäern und den Schriftgelehrten gesprochen hat, hat er sie die Heuchler genannt.
Jesus is like, this is my father.
Jesus sagt, das ist mein Vater.
I wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him.
Sie wollten ihn umbringen.
He says, I and my father are one.
Ich und mein Vater sind gleich.
They wanted to kill him.
Sie wollten ihn umbringen.
Somebody understood that God was his father.
Jemand hat verstanden, dass Gott sein Vater war.
And they wanted to kill him.
Und sie wollten ihn umbringen.
And so I believe,
und ich glaube,
that the enemy,
dass der Teufel,
is really not worried about you healing the sick. I believe the enemy's not really worried about you prophesying. I believe the enemy's not even worried about you going to church. I believe the enemy is terrified of you finding out that you're a son. Because if you find that out, every generational curse gets broken because you simply just change bloodlines. Then you don't have to spend years going after a generational curse. If you just change bloodlines. What kind of a generational curse can make it through the blood of Jesus.
Welche Generationsflucht kann es durch das Blut Jesu durchschaffen?
See, we've made mountains out of these different things and we've gone after these different situations.
Wir haben da Berge draus gemacht aus diesen Situationen und wir kümmern uns sehr stark darum.
But what if you find out that you got a brand new dad?
Aber was ist, wenn du herausfindest, dass du einen ganz neuen Papa hast?
And none of that stuff is in his genetic tree.
Und nichts von diesem Zeug ist in seinem Stammbaum sozusagen.
See, there's a lot of people that are walking around with a spirit of rejection.
Es gibt eine Menge Leute, die herumlaufen mit einem Geist der Ablehnung.
I'm going to just paint a picture for you.
Ich möchte euch mal ein Bild hier für euch zeichnen.
In the beginning, when you were born,
am Anfang, als du geboren wurdest,
there were millions of little sperm cells going up a canal.
Da waren Millionen von Spermien, die so einen Kanal entlang schwommen.
They were all headed for the egg.
Und sie haben alle versucht, das Ei zu erwischen.
There was a serious race going on.
Und da war ein echtes, ernsthaftes Rennen ist da abgegangen.
And they were all like, and you were the last one.
Und du warst der Letzte.
And everybody's up there with jackhammers trying to break in the egg. With saws and all kinds of tools. And you're in a life raft behind them. And you're coming.
Und du kommst schon.
You have an iced tea in one hand. You don't even have a paddle.
Du hast nicht mal ein Paddel bei dir.
You don't need one.
Du brauchst gar keinen.
See, you were predestined.
Denn du bist vorherbestimmt.
So you're coming.
Also du kommst.
And everybody's behind you.
Und alle sind hinter dir.
Working to try to get in the egg.
Und die haben versucht reinzukommen in das Ei.
And all of a sudden you come.
Und ganz plötzlich kommst du.
And like a Red Sea.
Und wieder das Rote Meer.
It parts.
Öffnet es sich.
Because you're there.
Weil du da bist.
Why?
Warum?
Because God knew you way before you were there.
Denn Gott kannte dich schon lange bevor du da warst.
So now everybody's out of the way.
Also jetzt sind alle weg.
And you jump off the raft.
Und du hüpfst von diesem aus diesem Boot raus.
And do a back dive.
Und du springst rückwärts rein.
Right into the egg.
Mitten ins Ei.
No tools.
Kein Werkzeug.
No nothing.
Gar nichts.
And everybody else like, what?
Und alle sagen, was?
What are you kidding me? And you're in the egg.
Und du bist im Egg, im Ei drin.
Sorry.
Tut mir leid.
God's all about me.
Gott geht's nur mich.
I'm here because God purposed me.
Ich bin hier, weil Gott mich bestimmt hat.
See, we've got this weird thing that has grafted itself into the gospel.
Ja, dieses komische Ding, was sich in dieses Evangelium so hineingeprägt hat.
To where we allow how we grew up.
Wo wir erlauben, dass so wie wir aufgewachsen sind.
Or how we were conceived.
Oder wie wir empfangen worden sind.
To influence who we believe we are.
Uns zu beeinflussen, wie wir sind.
Do you know how many people I meet?
Wisst ihr, wie viele Leute ich treffe,
that have been taught that they have a spirit of rejection,
denen gesagt worden ist, dass sie einen Geist der Ablehnung haben,
or that their mother rejected them in the womb,
oder dass ihre Mutter sie im Mutterleib abgelehnt hat,
or they came in, their parents weren't married,
oder sie kamen rein, als die Eltern nicht verheiratet waren,
or they were drunk one night and had a one night stand,
oder dass sie so eine one night stand hatten,
and then all of a sudden you come into the kingdom,
und dann ganz plötzlich kommst du ins Königreich,
you get born again,
du wirst wiedergeboren,
again,
wiedergeboren,
you get born again,
du wirst nochmal geboren.
See, being born again means to be refathered.
Also, wiedergeboren werden heißt, nochmal einen Vater zu bekommen.
That means that it's amazing that your father and mother were who they were.
Und das ist so genial, deine Mutter und Vater waren.
But Matthew 23:9.
Aber Matthäus 23, Vers 9
says, call no one on earth your father.
Heißt es, nenne niemand auf dieser Welt deinen Vater.
Now that seems crazy.
Das hört sich verrückt an.
Because we're supposed to honor our mother and honor our father.
Wir sollen unsere Mutter und unseren Vater doch ehren.
There's all kinds of scriptures that tell you to honor your father and to listen.
Bibelstellen, die dir sagen, dass du deinen Vater ehren sollst, zuzuhören.
See, if it says call no one on earth your father,
das heißt, du sollst niemand auf der Erde deinen Vater nennen,
that means that your identity,
das heißt, dass deine Identität,
isn't determined by natural means.
Ist nicht durch natürliche Wege bestimmt.
Your identity now,
deine Identität jetzt,
is determined by your heavenly father.
Wird jetzt von deinem himmlischen Vater bestimmt.
Because the DNA that you have is the divine nature of Abba.
Ist die, die göttliche Natur vom Vater.
Why would I allow how I grew up?
Warum soll ich das denen so viel Recht geben, wie ich aufgewachsen bin?
And how people didn't treat me right?
Und wie Leute, wie sie mich behandelt haben?
And how people didn't listen to me?
Und how, wie sie mir nicht zugehört haben?
And how people were mean to me?
Und wie die Leute gemein zu mir waren?
And how people rejected me?
Und wie die Leute mich abgelehnt haben?
To determine who I am.
Das zu bestimmen, wer ich bin.
You're just allowing the way that seems right to a man.
Erlaubst du den Weg, dass einem Menschen richtig erscheint?
The destruction.
Die Zerstörung.
Because the way that seems right to a man leads to destruction.
Was für einen Menschen richtig ausschaut, führt in die Zerstörung.
See, God so loved the world.
Denn Gott hat so sehr die Welt geliebt.
That he sent his son.
Dass er seinen Sohn gesandt hat.
So that whoever would believeth in him,
dass wer auch immer an ihn glauben würde,
should not perish.
Nicht verloren geht.
That doesn't just mean go to hell.
Das heißt nicht nur, dass er nicht in die Hölle geht.
That means think like hell today.
Das heißt, so zu denken wie die Hölle heute.
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
Gott so liebte die Welt, dass er seinen eingeborenen Sohn gab.
God didn't come into the world to condemn it.
Gott kam nicht in die Welt, um sie zu verdammen.
He came into the world so that the world might be saved.
Er kam in die Welt, damit die Welt gerettet wird.
Saved doesn't just mean go to heaven.
Und gerettet bedeutet nicht nur einfach in den Himmel zu kommen.
It means delivered, healed.
Das heißt freigesetzt, geheilt.
To be set free.
Befreit.
Are you okay?
Ist er gut?
With me?
Seid ihr noch da?
So if we get re-fathered,
also wenn wir nochmal neu einen Vater bekommen,
then you'll find out,
dann findest du heraus,
that you're just like your dad.
Dass du so bist wie dein Papa.
The Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus when he said, I and my Father are one.
Die Pharisäer wollten Jesus umbringen, als er gesagt hat, ich und der Vater sind eins.
But Jesus was setting a precedent.
Aber Jesus hat so einen Präzedenzfall gesetzt.
And showing what it would look like.
Und hat gezeigt, wie es ausschauen würde.
For a believer.
Für einen Gläubigen.
To be secure in his identity.
In seiner Identität sicher zu sein.
And to be one.
Und eins zu sein.
With the Father.
Mit dem Vater.
And people want to kill you for that.
Und die Leute wollen dich dafür umbringen.
They won't understand.
Und sie werden es nicht verstehen.
Because your joy won't come from your bad day.
Denn,
your joy won't come from your circumstance.
Denn deine Freude kommt nicht von deinen Umständen.
Your joy will come from your salvation.
Deine Freude kommt von deiner Errettung.
Your joy doesn't come from how you feel.
Deine Freude kommt nicht von dem her, wie du dich fühlst.
You shouldn't have to muster up feelings to feel joy.
Du solltest nicht die Gefühle irgendwie heraufbeschwören, damit du dich freuen kannst.
If you're truly free from you,
wenn du wahrhaftig frei bist von dir selber,
you'll just become joy.
Dann wirst du einfach Freude.
Joy isn't what you feel.
Freude ist nicht das, was du fühlst.
This is important.
Und das ist wichtig.
Sometimes we have people that feel manifestations.
Manchmal haben wir Leute, die fühlen so Manifestationen.
And the tendency,
und die Tendenz dabei,
is to look at them,
ist sie anzuschauen,
and if you're not feeling them,
und wenn du sie nicht fühlst,
to disqualify yourself,
dich selber zu disqualifizieren,
and to think they're more spiritual than you.
Und zu denken, dass sie geistlicher sind als du.
Then you will know the manifestation, and the manifestation will set you free.
Und dann wird die Manifestation kommen und die wird dich freisetzen.
That's not the Bible.
Das ist nicht, was die Bibel sagt.
Then you will know the truth.
Dann wirst du die Wahrheit kennen.
And the truth will set you free.
Und die Wahrheit wird dich freisetzen.
Does that make sense?
Ist das verständlich?
I'm not against manifestation.
Also ich bin nicht gegen Manifestationen.
I'm against not filling my head and my understanding with truth.
Aber ich bin dagegen, dass ich nicht meinen Kopf und meinen Verstand mit Wahrheit fülle.
So that Holy Spirit has something to work with.
Damit der Heilige Geist etwas hat, mit dem er arbeiten kann.
You okay?
Geht's euch gut?
Oh my. Yeah. So I've been a Christian for 6.5 years.
Ich bin seit 6.5 Jahren Christ.
It's amazing.
Das ist unglaublich.
I didn't grow up in the church.
Also ich bin nicht in der Kirche aufgewachsen.
I had no idea.
Ich hatte keine Ahnung.
The only thing I can remember, from when I was a little kid,
als ich ein kleines Kind war,
in Sunday school,
in der Sonntagsschule,
was that on Easter,
war das an Ostern,
they had slides.
Hatten sie so,
like movie slides.
Ja, so Bilder, die gezeigt haben.
And in one picture, there were these Roman guards standing in front of a stone.
In einem Bild waren diese römischen Wachen, die vor dem einen Stein, einem Fels gestanden sind.
This is honestly all I can remember.
Und das alles, was ich mich ehrlich erinnere,
from growing up.
Von dem ich aufgewachsen bin.
And then the next slide, the stone had rolled away and the Roman guards were on their face.
Und das nächste war, dass der nächste Dia war, dass die Römer auf ihrem Gesichtern waren und der Stein weggerollt.
It just so happens to be pretty important.
Und es war anscheinend sehr wichtig.
So I didn't grow up in this.
Also ich bin in diesem nicht aufgewachsen.
And drug addiction, I've been extradited back from Colorado, and Marine Corps, kicked out of the Marine Corps, felony rap sheet.
Und ich war drogenabhängig, bin ausgewiesen worden, verurteilt worden von allen möglichen Sachen.
All I did was destroy people.
Alles, was ich gemacht habe, war Leute zu zerstören.
You, how many of you were here last time?
Wie viele von euch waren letztes Mal da?
Okay, so a lot of you weren't.
Also viele von euch waren nicht da.
I was with a girl for 9 years.
Ich war 9 Jahre mit einer Frau zusammen.
And had a 7.5-year-old daughter.
Und hatte eine 7.5 Jahre alte Tochter.
She was my girlfriend.
Sie war meine Freundin.
And I destroyed our life.
Und sie hat ihr Leben zerstört.
I had 30 jobs I quit or got fired from every one. I quit or got fired from every job, 30 of them. I stole our money all every day. I threatened to kill her if she ever left me. Or kill myself or kill us both. That's the way I thought. So I went. After I had asked Jesus to come into my heart, I was headed for a gun cabinet to get a rifle to shoot myself. And I passed by a phone book. So I came home after a crack binge. Drug binge. And she took my daughter and she left. So I was just going to go get a gun and kill myself. I passed by a phone book on the way to the gun cabinet.
Auf dem Weg zu dem Waffenschrank.
And I made a check at one of the churches.
Und ich habe einen Check gemacht von einer der Gemeinden.
I didn't pursue God.
Ich habe Gott nicht gesucht.
I wasn't looking for him.
Ich hab ihn nicht wirklich gesucht.
See, I didn't find God.
Ich hab Gott nicht gefunden.
Neither did you.
Du auch nicht.
You might think you did.
Du denkst vielleicht, dass du es gemacht hast.
But really?
Aber wirklich?
No one comes to God unless he draws them.
Keiner kommt zu Gott, außer Gott zieht ihn.
Where you were led, you had a mess, God loved you and sent his son for you.
Als du noch total durcheinander warst, hat Gott gekommen.
See, God wants you. He pursues you. He wants you.
Also Gott will dich. Er sucht dich richtig.
He's madly in love with you.
Er ist verrückt, verliebt in dich.
You're amazing to him.
Du bist unglaublich für ihn.
Well, you say, well, I didn't do anything to be amazing.
Und du sagst, ich hab doch gar nichts gemacht, um so unglaublich zu sein.
That's not the point.
Aber darum geht es gar nicht.
God's amazing, yes?
Gott ist unglaublich, oder?
Yeah?
Ja?
Well, good, he created you in his image.
Ja, gut, er hat dich ja in seinem Bild geschaffen.
So he created you in the image of amazing.
Also er hat dich in diesem Bild von unglaublich geschaffen.
Well, I don't feel amazing.
Aber ich fühle mich gar nicht unglaublich.
Good thing we don't walk by feelings.
Gute Sache, dass wir nicht aus Gefühlen heraus leben.
There is a way that seems right to a man that's grafted into the gospel.
Es gibt eine Art, was für den Menschen als richtig erscheint, was aber sich in das Evangelium eingeschlichen hat.
It's not about how you feel.
Es geht nicht darum, wie du dich fühlst.
It's about what he says.
Es geht darum, was er sagt.
Before you got born again,
bevor du wiedergeboren wurdest,
you only did what you felt like doing.
Du hast nur das getan, was du empfunden hast, was du tun kannst.
But when you come into the kingdom,
aber als du in das Königreich kamst,
you don't live by feelings.
Da lebst du nicht mehr nach.
You walk by faith.
Du lebst im Glauben.
And feelings follow faith.
Und die Gefühle folgen dem Glauben nach.
Be careful.
Sei vorsichtig.
And don't let your faith follow feelings.
Und lass dein Glauben nicht den Gefühlen nachfolgen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So I met a man. that reminded me of Jesus. I went to the church that day. And I made a decision to ask Jesus to come and possess my life. See, your decision isn't just to incorporate Jesus into your life. You either give him your life or you don't. This isn't Jesus incorporated. It's all or none. It's gather or scatter.
It's
for me or against me. See, any part that you hold back from God, Satan will manipulate your circumstances to position your mind against God. So you either surrender,
entweder gibst du alles,
or you don't.
Du gibst auf oder nicht.
Here's the real truth.
Hier ist die echte Wahrheit.
You either 100% surrender to God,
bist entweder 100% Gott hingegeben und ausgeliefert,
or you surrender to Satan.
Oder du hast dich Gott, Satan ausgeliefert.
We think that there's some gray area.
Wir denken, da gibt's so eine Grauzone.
There's really not a gray area.
Es gibt wirklich keine Grauzone.
See, God's heart is to renew your mind. Because he wants to restore what sin has defiled. Your mind needs to be completely renewed so that you can think like him. So you can think like God. Renew your mind. Don't be conformed to the world.
Erneuere deinen Verstand. Lass dich nicht an die Welt an. But
be transformed.
Aber sei verwandelt.
By the renewing of your mind.
Durch die Erneuerung deines Sinnes.
Growing up in America.
In Amerika aufzuwachsen.
There was a college commercial.
Ich aufgewachsen bin, da gab's eine Werbung.
And it says the mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Und da heißt es, der Verstand ist eine schreckliche Sache, die man vergeuden kann.
And that's really true.
Und das stimmt.
Okay, let's do this.
Ich mach mal Folgendes.
Are you okay?
Ist euch gut?
This is too much. It's not too much. It's okay. Just bear with me. Wow. Is it Heiligengeist? Is that how you say it? Is that how you say it? Heiliger Geist.
Heiliger Geist.
Heiliger Geist. Heiliger Geist.
Heiliger Geist.
Heiliger Geist. Yeah.
High German version.
Yeah. Yeah. We give you permission to change the way we think. God, root out all the trash.
Gott, nimm all den Müll raus.
The thinking.
Die Denkweisen.
The intellectual understanding.
Unser intellektuelles Verständnis.
That's a gift from God.
Und das ist ein Geschenk von Gott.
So God, I'm asking you for that to be breathed on. By your presence. Every voice and chattering lie commanded to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Hold on here. All right. I want to talk about I talked about it because I talk about it everywhere. Your perspective is everything.
Und das Ausschlaggebende ist.
In Matthew 6:22.
In Matthäus 6, 22.
See, the way that you see things,
die Linse, so wie du Dinge siehst,
has to shift and change.
Muss sich verändern und anpassen.
See, we can't have a plan A and a plan B gospel.
Wir können nicht ein Gospel A und Gospel Evangelium A und Evangelium B haben.
It's plan A.
Es gibt nur A.
Jesus is plan A.
Jesus ist der Plan A.
Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is plan A.
Jesus ist Plan A.
So in Matthew 6:22,
Matthäus 6, Vers 22,
it says the eye is the lamp of the body.
Da heißt es, das Auge ist die Lampe des Körpers.
And it says, if your eye is single,
das heißt, wenn dein Auge geradlinig ist,
your whole body will be full of light.
Dann wird dein ganzer Körper voller Licht sein.
If your eye is single,
wenn dein Auge geradlinig oder einfältig ist,
that means that if the way that you see things,
das ist, also die Art und Weise, wie du Dinge siehst,
is His way,
wenn das sein Weg ist.
See, the Bible says that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Wie gesagt, dass wir mit Gott in den himmlischen Orten sitzen.
The Bible says to set your mind on things above and not on things of this world.
Die Bibel sagt, setz deinen Verstand auf Dinge, die oben sind und nicht die, die von der Welt sind.
It's in Ephesians, it's in Colossians.
Im Epheser, im Kolosser.
It says that your mind is supposed to be fixed on things here.
Es heißt, dass dein Verstand auf Dinge da oben ausgerichtet ist.
So the lens that you look through,
also das Objektiv und die Linse, durch die du
has to be from heaven's perspective.
Muss also von der himmlischen Perspektive her sein.
See, people say Todd White evangelist.
Die Leute sagen, Todd White ist Evangelist.
A street evangelist.
Ein Straßenevangelist.
Because people see the videos.
Denn die Leute sehen die Videos.
And they're out on the street.
Und die sind auf der Straße draußen.
You just can't get videos into stores.
Aber du,
legally.
Du kannst offiziell einfach keine Videos in den Geschäften bekommen.
You can't take a video camera onto a plane legally.
Du darfst gesetzlich keine Videokamera in ein Flugzeug mit reinnehmen.
They don't like that.
Die mögen das nicht.
So the reason why the videos are outside,
der Grund, warum die Videos draußen sind,
is because no one can do anything about it.
Ist, weil keiner es anders machen kann.
But I wish that you could wear a camera.
Aber ich wünsche, dass du eine Kamera haben könntest.
Everywhere we go.
Überall, wo wir hingehen.
So that you can understand that this is a lifestyle.
Dass du verstehen kannst, dass das ein Lebensstil ist.
You're not here to learn to do outreach.
Du bist nicht hier, um zu lernen, wie man Einsatz macht.
We're not doing this school so that you can learn to do outreach and turn it off.
Wir machen nicht, dass wir diese Schule, dass du lernst, wie man Einsätze macht und wieder ausschaltet.
We're here to bring you into who you're created to be.
Wir sind hier, um dich da hineinzubringen, wozu du geschaffen worden bist.
The Bible says that if you say you abide in Jesus,
die Bibel sagt, dass wenn du in Jesus bleibst,
he who says he abides in him,
der in ihm bleibt,
ought also walk as he walked.
Der soll auch so leben oder gehen, wie er gegangen oder gelebt hat.
So the Bible says that we're supposed to, if we say we abide in God.
Wie wir sagen, also wenn wir sagen, dass wir in Gott sind, dann sollten wir auch.
The Bible says we're supposed to walk just like Jesus walked.
Dann sollten wir auch genauso leben, wie Jesus gelebt ist.
That's some big sandals to fill.
Das sind richtig große Sandalen, die wir ausfüllen müssen erstmal.
So we need to look at Jesus.
Also wir müssen Jesus anschauen.
We need to look in what made him see the way that he saw.
Wir müssen schauen, was ihn dazu gebracht hat, so zu sehen, wie er gesehen hat.
So we need to understand what is the beginning foundation.
Wir müssen verstehen, was ist der Anfangsgrundlage
for a Christian life.
Für ein christliches Leben.
Where do we start?
Wo fangen wir an?
Because our whole life we've been taught this and this and this and this and this. But where do we start?
Aber wo fangen wir an?
Listen, I've been a Christian for 6.5 years.
Und hört mir mal zu, ich bin seit 6.5 Jahren Christ.
I have never had one day of condemnation.
Ich hatte nicht einen einzigen Tag der Verdammnis.
Do you know how awesome that is?
Weißt du, wie großartig das ist?
I've never been depressed one day.
Ich war nicht einen Tag depressiv.
Since I got born again.
Seitdem ich wiedergeboren wurde.
I've never been depressed.
Ich war nie depressiv.
I've never been condemned.
Ich bin nie verdammt worden.
I've never had a bad day.
Ich hatte nie einen schlechten Tag.
Because circumstances in life
denn die Umstände im Leben,
and the way that things go
und wie Sachen sich so entwickeln,
isn't my potter anymore. It's not my potter. It's not what shapes me. But if your mind doesn't get renewed
wenn dein Verstand nicht erneuert wird,
and you don't start from the foundational cornerstone
und du nicht von dem grundsätzlichen Eckstein anfängst,
that Jesus set in place for every believer to start from,
den Jesus gesetzt hat für jeden Gläubigen, um dort anzufangen,
your foundation is crooked.
Dann ist deine
it's lopsided.
Grundlage ist nicht ausgerichtet.
And you start to build your life
und du fängst an, dein Leben zu bauen
upon a crooked foundation.
Auf einer schrägen, schiefen Grundlage.
And your building can only get so high
und dein Gebäude kann nur zu einer bestimmten
Größe kommen, before it becomes top heavy,
bevor es zu kopflastig wird
and collapses.
Und dann fällt es in sich zusammen.
So the way that we begin our life,
also der Art und Weise, wie wir unser Leben anfangen,
I don't care if you've been a Christian for 50 years.
Mir ist ganz egal, ob du seit 50 Jahren Christ bist.
You can build your whole life,
du kannst dein ganzes Leben,
on belief systems,
auf ein Glaubenssystem bauen,
from other people's revelation,
von der Offenbarung anderer Menschen.
But if this foundational principle,
aber dieses grundlegende Prinzip,
isn't instilled in your life,
ist nicht in deinem Leben eingebaut,
you might have built your belief system on principles that made you top heavy. Top heavy meaning see, okay, the eye is the lamp of the body.
Also das Auge ist die Lampe des Licht des
Körpers. And if your eye is single,
und wenn dein Auge einfällt,
your whole body will be filled with light.
Dann wird dein ganzer Körper mit Licht gefüllt sein.
Like you'll be nothing but light.
Du wirst nichts anderes sein außer Licht.
The way that you see things,
wie du die Dinge siehst,
is everything.
Ist alles.
In Matthew 5:20.
In Matthäus 5, Vers 20.
You're not going to be able to do it. Yeah. You might as well stay right here, just with me. Okay. Yeah, I'll just read because it says, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees,
als die der Pharisäer,
you'll never enter the kingdom.
Dann wirst du nie das Königreich betreten.
In Matthew 5:48, it says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Und in Matthäus 5:48 steht, du sollst perfekt sein, so wie dein himmlischer Vater perfekt ist.
This is like impossible stuff.
Das ist unmögliches Zeugs.
Christianity is 100% supernatural and impossible. The problem is we think we can figure it out. It's 100% supernatural. My whole family is freaked out by my very existence. Completely. See, I went in there and I went and asked Jesus to dominate my life. That day when I was suicidal. So I go back home. I called my daughter. I said, you need to tell mommy that daddy found God. Well, mommy's an atheist. So she comes home because of my daughter.
Sie kommt nach Hause wegen meiner Tochter.
And now drug addiction got worse.
Und jetzt wird die Drogenabhängigkeit schlimmer.
Really worse.
Also richtig schlimm.
Horribly worse.
Dramatisch schlimm.
And I couldn't stop.
Und ich konnte nicht aufhören.
So 5.5 months in,
also 5.5 Monate später,
I'm out in a drug deal one night.
Ich bin draußen mit einem Drogendealer.
I pick up a kid.
Und ich habe ein Kind mitgenommen
and told him that I was the police.
Und habe ihm gesagt, dass ich die Polizei bin.
After I had the drugs in my hand,
nachdem ich die Drogen in meiner Hand hatte,
I read him his rights.
Habe ich ihm seine Rechte gelesen.
I said, step out of the car and put your hands on the hood.
Und ich habe ihm gesagt, geh raus aus dem Auto und leg deine Hand auf die Kühlerhaube.
And when he stepped out,
und als er rausgegangen ist,
I hit the gas.
Bin ich voll aufs Gras gegangen.
And he unloaded a 9mm at me.
Und er hat 9mm geschossen auf mich.
From 10 feet away.
Aus 3 Meter Abstand.
And God spoke to me.
Und Gott hat zu mir gesprochen.
And said, I took those bullets for you.
Er hat gesagt, ich habe diese Kugeln für dich genommen.
Are you going to live for me yet?
Und jetzt wirst du für mich leben.
See, I was on the other end of the gun.
Also ich war am anderen Ende dieser Pistole.
From me to that pole. From here to there.
Von hier bis zu dieser Säule.
None of those bullets hit me.
Und keine dieser Kugeln hat mich getroffen.
I came home and my girlfriend hated me.
Ich bin nach Hause gekommen und meine Freundin hat mich gehasst.
She said, "You've got to get out of here."
Sie gesagt, du musst hier raus.
I said, "I do."
Ich hab gesagt, ja, das mache ich.
3 days later, I went to Teen Challenge.
3 Tage später bin ich zu Teen Challenge.
I was there for 2 months.
Ich war 2 Monate dort.
I had an encounter with Jesus.
Ich hatte eine Begegnung mit Jesus.
3 nights in a row.
3 Nächte hintereinander.
He told me to go home.
Und er hat mir gesagt, ich soll nach Hause gehen.
I went home.
Ich bin nach Hause gegangen.
My girlfriend had come to Christ.
Meine Freundin hat Jesus angenommen.
And we got married 4 days later.
Und 4 Tage später haben wir geheiratet.
See, it seems like people, oh, that's a nice story. I'm glad you found your way. I talk to people on planes. Oh, but that's a really nice story. I'm glad you found your path. And with tears, I share the truth about the only path. But when I came back from Teen Challenge, my quest has been after righteousness for my whole life in Christ. That's where I stay. That's where you need to stay. Because without it, your identity is up for sale. Anytime you're feeling depressed, bitter, angry, unforgiveness, hopeless, those are all characteristics of the devil. Why? Because he's the only one that has the right to be condemned. He's the only one that should be depressed. He's the only one that should be in unforgiveness. He's the only one that should be angry and bitter. He's the only one that's truly hopeless. And there are 2 seeds that are trying to reproduce themselves in you. 2 seeds in Genesis 3.
There sind zwei
seeds.
Samen, die sich in dir fortpflanzen wollen.
In Genesis 3, God said,
in 1. Mose 3 sagt Gott,
the seed from this woman,
der Samen von dieser Frau,
his heel, you're going to bruise.
Er wird deine Ferse wird er stechen.
But he's going to crush the head of your seed.
Aber er wird den Kopf deines Nachkommens, wird deine Samen wird er zertreten.
So there are seeds trying to reproduce.
Also das sind Samen, die sich versuchen fortzupflanzen.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
Sorry, I'm lost. Liebe, Freude,
Jesus.
Freundlichkeit, Güte, Jesus.
Yeah. It's trying to reproduce itself there.
Die versuchen sich hier wieder fortzupflanzen.
Anger, wrath, malice.
Wut, über andere schlecht reden.
Jealousy.
Eifersucht.
Envy.
Neid.
Unforgiveness.
Unvergebenheit.
Bitterness.
Bitterkeit.
Depression.
Depression.
Anxiety.
Sorge.
Wrong seed.
Falscher Samen.
See, if we get this, it's this simple.
Also, wenn wir das verstehen, ist es wirklich so einfach.
Everything revolves around this.
Alles dreht sich das.
The righteousness of God.
Die Gerechtigkeit Gottes.
In Christ Jesus.
In Jesus Christus.
Your mind is the attack point from the enemy.
Dein Verstand ist der.
He wants to attack you here.
Ist der Angriffspunkt vom Teufel. Er will dich hier angreifen.
Do you understand that Satan can't come up into heaven and dethrone God?
Hast du verstanden, dass der Teufel kann nicht zu Gott kommen und ihn aus dem Thron werfen?
He can't go up there and take God off the throne.
Er kann nicht Gott vom Thron runternehmen.
He already tried that.
Er hat das schon versucht.
It didn't work out.
Es hat nicht funktioniert.
See, Satan can't dethrone God.
Also Satan kann Gott nicht vom Thron nehmen.
But he wants to dethrone God from your soul.
Aber er will Gott von aus deiner Seele aus dem Thron nehmen.
Are you with me?
Bist du noch da?
Okay, all right. So when I was in Team Challenge,
also, als ich in Team Challenge war,
God said,
hat Gott gesagt,
I'm going to stamp a scripture
ich werde eine Bibelstelle nehmen,
on your forehead.
Ich werde sie auf deine Stirn einprägen.
And every day,
und jeden Tag,
this is what you're going to see.
Wirst du das sehen.
And that scripture was seek first.
Und diese Bibelstelle war, suche zuerst
the kingdom of God.
Das Königreich Gottes.
Matthew 6:33.
Matthäus 6, Vers 33.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Betrachte zuerst nach dem Königreich Gottes.
And his righteousness.
Und seiner Gerechtigkeit.
And then all these things will be added to you.
Alle diese anderen Sachen werden hinzugefügt werden.
See, the world is captivated by worry.
Und die Welt ist gefangen genommen von Sorge.
And anxiety.
Und von Besorgtsein.
And freaked out by what they don't have.
Und ganz besorgt von dem, was sie nicht hat.
And it's getting worse.
Und es wird schlimmer.
And so they're so focused on what they don't have.
Und sie sind so darauf fokussiert.
But not so with you.
Was sie nicht haben, aber du nicht.
Because God's not broke.
Denn Gott hat noch Geld, ist nicht pleite.
Heaven's economy is not doing bad.
Also der Wirtschaft im Himmel geht's nicht schlecht.
See, Matthew 6:33.
Matthäus 6, Vers 33.
Comes on the tail end.
Kommt mit dem im Schwanz.
Of a whole section of scripture.
Einen ganzen Abschnitt von Bibelstellen.
That talks about worry.
Ist am Ende dessen, wo es um Sorge gegangen ist.
Don't worry about this.
Mach dir keine Sorgen diesbezüglich.
Don't worry about that.
Sorge dich nicht darum.
Don't worry about this.
Sorge dich nicht darum.
Don't worry about that.
Sorge dich nicht darum.
But
aber
seek first
trachte zuerst
the kingdom of God
nach dem Königreich Gottes
and his righteousness
und seiner Gerechtigkeit
and all that stuff
und all dieses Zeugs
that you freaked out about,
wo du dir so Sorgen gemacht hast,
will just come upon you.
Wird einfach auf dich herabkommen.
Because then that stuff
das ganze Zeugs
can't have you.
Kann dich nicht haben.
Because God already does.
Denn Gott hat dich doch schon.
God will bless the world before he blesses the selfish church.
Gott wird die Welt segnen, bevor die egoistische Kirche segnet.
And sometimes we come into the kingdom
und manchmal kommen wir ins Königreich rein,
because we're told we're going to be blessed.
Weil uns gesagt worden ist, wir werden gesegnet werden.
And then when that blessing doesn't happen,
und wenn der Segen nicht passiert,
you came in the wrong way.
Dann bist du falsch rum reingekommen.
You didn't come in this thing to be blessed.
Du bist nicht in diese Sache reingekommen und gesegnet.
You come into this thing.
Du kommst in diese Sache.
You surrender your life.
Du lieferst dein Leben aus.
You give your life to him.
Du gibst dein Leben ihm.
God sets up residence inside of you.
Und Gott nimmt wohnt in dir drin dann.
And you become the blessing.
Und du wirst der Segen.
Oh, that's good. All right. I'm going to go through some scripture, okay? So I want to set a foundation. It's 9:30 and I'm sorry. But listen. Where I come from, it's 3:30. In the afternoon. I knew it because last night on the plane, I slept for an hour. So I got here.
Also bin ich hier angekommen.
Because I was just in Hawaii a week ago.
Vor einer Woche war ich erst in Hawaii.
So I'm 12 hours now.
Also jetzt sind 12 Stunden.
Yay. So if I can do this,
also wenn ich das hier machen kann,
I need you guys to say, okay, I can too.
Dann müsst ihr sagen, ja, ich kann das auch.
All right? Okay. In Hebrews 5,
in Hebräer 5,
if you can turn there, if you have your Bible,
wenn du deine Bibel dabei hast, kannst du sie aufschlagen.
I just want to set a foundation in righteousness, and I want it to be a real solid core, because we want to build on this right here. See, my quest is for understanding the righteousness of God. Listen, the more this opens up to you, the more that you'll see that that's all the gospel's about. See, Romans 1:16, stay in Hebrews 5, I'm just going
to...
Romans 1:16 says that I am unashamed of this gospel. Boldness. I'm unashamed. Or I am bold. For this gospel. Hear me, because this is key. Because how many times have we dealt with shame and guilt and condemnation? Do you want to be unashamed? Look, it's not enough to just feel good when you come to a worship service and you praise God here. It's not enough for you to go home and be condemned. Because the stranger's voice is still whispering in your ear. He's a liar. The highest part of hell is beneath the lowest part of you. How can we be a bold army? How can we come to the boldness that's required of us? Sometimes we're afraid to share our faith with somebody because we don't know who we are. Because we're trying to come up with the right words or the right prayer. We want to word it right. And we think too much. Boldness comes from the fact that you've been made right with God. Listen, when this thing sinks in, and you realize that God is really for you and not against you, if you really believe the gospel, that 1 John 4:4 says that greater is he that's in you.
In 1 Johannes 4:4 heißt es, der in dir ist, ist größer.
Who can bring a charge against God's elect?
Wer kann die Anklagen, die Gott auserwählt hat?
Who do you think those elect are?
Wer denkst du, diese Auserwählten sind?
You!
Du bist es.
Who should bring a charge against you?
Wer sollte sie anklagen?
Nobody!
Niemand!
Because God's for you!
Denn Gott ist für dich.
But if the foundational understanding of God being for you,
aber wenn dieses grundlegende Verständnis, dass Gott für dich ist,
isn't deep within your heart,
ist nicht in deinem Herzen tief drin ist,
sometimes we think that all kinds of voices are God.
Manchmal denken wir, dass alle möglichen Stimmen, dass sie Gott sind.
God will never speak to you through condemnation.
Gott wird nie durch Verdammnis zu dir sprechen.
He will only encourage you, edify you, and build you up in Him.
Er wird dich immer nur ermutigen, aufbauen in ihm.
He's not there to condemn you. There's two different voices that are trying to gain your identity. Are you a sheep? Well, listen. You know what's amazing is that a shepherd and a sheep, their relationship is like, is monumental.
Also diese Beziehung von einem Schaf und einem Schäfer, die Beziehung ist richtig monumental.
A sheep is completely dependent upon a shepherd.
Ein Schaf ist vollständig abhängig von den Hirten.
You can't be a sheep and trust your shepherd unless your shepherd is amazing.
Du kannst kein Schaf sein und deinem Hirten vertrauen, außer dein Hirte ist unglaublich gut.
Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Jesus sagt, meine Schafe hören meine Stimme.
He's given you the privilege of hearing His voice.
Er hat dir das Vorrecht gegeben, seine Stimme zu hören.
Faith doesn't come by reading.
Also der Glaube kommt nicht durchs Lesen.
Faith comes by hearing.
Glaube kommt durch das Hören.
So Jesus has given you the permission to hear the Father's voice.
Also Jesus hat dir die Erlaubnis gegeben, die Stimme zu hören.
For you to walk with God and talk with God.
Lebe mit Gott, gehe mit Gott und rede.
For you to be completely right with God.
Damit du vollständig richtig gestellt bist.
That everywhere you walk,
dass wo auch immer du bist,
you and Holy Spirit,
du und der Heilige Geist,
Heilige Geist, Heilige Geist, you're one.
Du bist eins.
And when a voice comes,
wenn eine Stimme kommt,
that's not God,
die nicht Gott ist,
the Holy Spirit,
der Heilige Geist,
sniffs it out,
wird sie ausblasen.
And says, that's not God.
Und sagen, das ist nicht Gott.
And you know immediately.
Du weißt es sofort.
The voices still come.
Die Stimmen werden immer noch kommen.
But the voice of truth,
aber die Stimme der Wahrheit,
is so established in your heart,
ist in deinem Herzen so etabliert,
through the revelation of righteousness,
durch die Offenbarung der Gerechtigkeit,
to where this is so incredible,
deswegen ist das so unglaublich,
that everything else loses its voice. Amen? Oh. I told Yvonne when we were on the train today, Because it's all about the cross. It's all about the finished work of the cross. And see, I can see a notable change from the last time I was here to now. When I came last time, you were like, ugh. Serious. And now it's like, you're happy, you're smiling, it's totally different. Come on, I'm serious. When I came last time, there wasn't a lot of smiling people. I'm serious. You were like, it was like shell shock. Boom. But that's good. I told Yvonne that this is like seed. See, I believe for you. See, I believe for you because I know that it's God's will for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. I know that it's God's will for you to know how loved and amazing you are. How can we represent a loving God if we don't know the reason why we're even loved? See, Jesus came into the world to do something. Jesus didn't just come into the world because you were such a horrible sinner. We teach the gospel that Jesus had to come and hang on the cross because you were such a horrible sinner. No, that's not why Jesus came. Sin was part of the issue. We forfeited our identity in the garden. Jesus came to restore your identity as a son. Not just to forgive your sin. He came to recreate in you a son that's free from sin. Free from the consciousness of sin. Free from the thought of sin. What would it be like to be free from temptation? See, I talk to people like this and like, what do you mean? Are you saying you're not tempted? I am. Now people get scared. What do you do with the scripture in James? Okay, let's say you're born again.
Okay, was machst du mit der Bibelstelle in Jakobus? Angenommen, du bist wiedergeboren.
Let's say you're really surrendered.
Lass mal sagen, du hast dich wirklich ausgeliefert.
Not just part of your life.
Und nicht nur ein Teil deines Lebens.
But your whole life.
Aber dein ganzes Leben.
Let's say you really crucified the passions and lusts and stuff in your life.
Lass uns mal sagen, dass deine Leidenschaften und Lust im Leben wirklich gekreuzigt.
Let's say the Bible's attainable.
Lass uns mal sagen, die Bibel ist wirklich erreichbar.
Let's just say the Word of God's really true.
Lass uns mal annehmen, das Wort Gottes ist wirklich wahr.
Let's just say, like scriptures, like in Romans 6, where it says to reckon yourself dead to sin. See, listen to me. Religion and tradition will keep you bound to thinking you're a sinner. But relationship with God crushes the sin issue. To where you start to realize where you were translated out of the kingdom of darkness and in, look, this is what it looks like. I was bound. I was in a kingdom of darkness. I was bound to sin. I was condemned. I was depressed. I was completely, horribly selfish. And then the gospel killed me. And then God rebirthed me. But he didn't rebirth me in this pile of mess. He translated me out. He conveyed me out of the kingdom of darkness and into another kingdom. This is what your Bible teaches. But we've gone by circumstance. we've lived by circumstances and how we feel and what we're going through. And we use these excuses. Well, brother, you don't know what I've been through. No, the truth is that you don't know what Jesus went through. I'm not being mean, this is real. I am not here to receive honor from you. I'm here to transform the way that you think about you. I won't cater to somebody. I won't come up to you and, oh, honey. No, I'm bringing it. Because it's the compassionate heart of God to expose the lies and to cut that very head off the devil and the lies that have kept you bound from freedom. God says whom the Son sets free is free. So either that's true or the Son didn't set you free. Or the Son didn't set you free. If God says He translated me out of the kingdom of darkness, I was in the muck and the mire and the clay and I was building bricks for the devil's kingdom. And then I came out of Pharaoh's kingdom. And then I crossed over into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And now God doesn't call me a sinner anymore. God calls me a saint. I was a sinner saved by grace. But grace saved me. So now in the eyes of the Father, I'm a son. And I'm a saint. What if this is your reality? What if you live this way? What if you were really free from you? Come on, what if you could walk this way? What if you could function this way? Every day. What if everywhere you walked, you saw yourself like God sees you? A son. Are you okay? A lot of people get weirded out, or they get freaked out when I talk about the whole sinner saint thing. Because we're taught that we're always going to be sinners. That's what we're taught. Did Jesus pay a price to just forgive your sin? Or did He pay a price to remove it? What does your Bible teach? Did He pay a price to just forgive you? Or did He pay a price to forgive and forget? And remove? Are you okay? Because now you're looking like the first time when I came here. Not a lot of people are smiling right now. Because this is like, sometimes this is new. Do you know that I didn't learn this from anybody? I learned it from my Bible. This isn't some strange doctrine that I've come up with myself. I just spend time in the Word so that I can think like God wants me to think. So I can stop thinking like a wretched mess. And start thinking like a son. Because God loves me. He's madly in love with me. See, a lot of times we can't even think that. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, easy. I know God loves you, but stop talking about it. Dude! The whole gospel's about that. Do you know what the fullness of God is?
Wisst ihr, was die Fülle Gottes ist?
To know the love of God that's in Christ Jesus is the fullness of God. Right on. To know the love of God that's in Christ Jesus is to be filled with the fullness of God. That's what the gospel's after. It's after to fill you with the love of God. So you start to think like a son. Okay, since Satan is a legalist,
und da Satan ein Gesetzlicher ist,
and he wants to try to pin you legalistically,
und er versucht, dich so gesetzlich festzunageln,
let's just go after a couple of things to make us a legal meeting.
Lass uns mal jetzt hier ein paar Sachen machen, um so einen gesetzlichen okay. Treffen zu machen.
I told you to go to Hebrews 5. Listen, a lot of people tell me, they ask me, Todd, what's God saying? What's the new thing God's saying? What's the deep thing that God's revealing to you? It's the same thing. It's the very original thing that Jesus paid a price for. It's the simplicity that's in the Christ. See, 2 Corinthians 11:3 says, it says, I fear. 2
Corinthians
11:3. It says, I fear. Lest as Satan deceived Eve.
So wie Satan Eva verführt hat,
by his craftiness,
durch seine Verschlagenheit,
so your minds,
damit euer Verstand,
may be corrupted,
verdreht und verderbt wird,
and taken away,
und weggenommen wird,
from the simplicity,
von der Einfachheit,
that's in the Christ,
die in Christus ist.
What did Satan do to Eve? What did he do in order to twist her mind?
Was hat Satan Eva angetan, um ihren Verstand so zu verdrehen?
Think with me.
Und denkt mal mit mir.
She said, all these other trees we can eat, but this one we can't.
Sie gesagt, oh, die anderen Bäume können wir essen, davon essen, aber diesen Baum nicht.
Because if we eat this, we'll die.
Denn wenn wir davon essen, werden wir.
Satan said,
und Satan hat gesagt,
you won't die. God just knows that when you eat this, you'll be like him. She was already like him. So the same thing happened to Jesus. He's in the wilderness. And Satan says, he knows Jesus is hungry. He's been fasting for 40 days. If you're a son,
wenn du ein Sohn bist,
then do something to prove it.
Dann mach doch mal was, um das zu beweisen.
Same thing.
Die gleiche Sache.
Do you understand that Satan is after your identity as a son?
Verstehst du, dass der Satan dabei ist, hinter der Identität hier als Sohn?
First Adam,
zuerst Adam,
didn't do it.
Hat's nicht geklappt.
Second Adam,
beim ersten Adam hat der
same temptation.
Zweiter Adam, die gleiche Versuchung.
Does it.
Und da hat's.
He doesn't bow to the enemy. He attains something. All right, let's do this. Hebrews 5:12. It says, though by this time, for though by this time, you ought to be teachers, but you need somebody
aber du brauchst jemand,
to teach you again
nochmal das beibringt,
the first principles
die ersten Prinzipien,
of the oracles of God.
Der Worte und der Verordnungen Gottes.
He said, by this time you should be a teacher.
Er sagt, diesem Zeitpunkt solltet ihr schon Lehrer sein.
So he's correcting them. See, he just came, he was talking about Melchizedek.
Er korrigiert, er hat über Melchizedek gesprochen.
He says, I have many things I want to talk to you about.
Er hat gesagt, es gibt viele Sachen, über die ich mit euch reden möchte.
And I can't.
Aber ich kann nicht.
By this time, I said Paul, but it could be anybody, because I just, you don't know who the teacher of Hebrews is, because it doesn't say. By this time, you ought to be a teacher. But you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. The very foundational principles. For you have come to need milk. instead of solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. He's saying, guys, you've been in the gospel for a while now, and you ought to be teaching and transforming others. And you're not ready for solid food. You're still on milk. Now we got to go back to the very first foundational principles of the gospel, which is righteousness. It says, for solid food belongs to those who are full age. Those who by reason of use have their senses trained to discern both good and evil.
Durch den regelmäßigen Gebrauch ihre Sinne geschärft haben, um das Gute vom Bösen unterscheiden zu können.
So he says, the first oracles of God,
die ersten Worte Gottes,
the solid food and the meat of the word,
die feste Speise, das Fleisch sozusagen.
Are you still with me?
Seid ihr noch mit mir?
I'm not going to take this a long time, but I want to lay this down because this is imperative and they're recording it, so you'll be able to get it, right?
Nicht länger machen, aber es ist zwingend und wir nehmen es auch auf, wir können es euch mitnehmen.
So 2 Timothy.
Also 2. Timotheus.
Flip there, please. See, a lot of people, like, they hear this and they're like, what does this have to do with outreach? It has everything.
Alles damit zu tun.
While you're turning there, I opened up Romans 1:16. It says, for I'm unashamed of this gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation for them that believe. First for the Jew, and then for the Greek. For in it, in the gospel, that's the power of God to salvation for the believer. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So I'm unashamed of the gospel, because in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So my understanding of righteousness in the beginning is escalating, increasing from faith to faith, from faith to faith. It's the same thing as from glory to glory to glory to glory. And it all comes from righteousness. You've got to connect it. We'll connect the dots all weekend. But if you position your heart to understand right standing with God, and you stick in that place, and the prophecy, and the miraculous, and the casting out of demons, and everything comes out of this place. When you walk in the authority of a son, of a believer, you don't quench the Spirit. But when you walk in the righteousness of God, understanding that you've been made right with the King of Glory, you won't grieve the Spirit either. Which is more important, to not quench or to not grieve? They're both the same. Equal importance. The power of God on a believer's life. The character and obedience of a person's life. And all of this stems from righteousness. Okay. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, says that all Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, in righteousness. So every bit of scripture is breathed by God and is for instruction in righteousness. It's for training and reigning in right standing. What would it be like for your past to have no voice in your life? Ever. What would it be like to never be tormented by stuff that you wish you never did? Righteousness means you're right with God, and it's no longer you who did it. So when a stranger whispers, it's so exposed by the truth that you no longer rebuke the enemy, that you just stand in who God created you to be. That changes everything. Are you with me still? Am I losing you? This is too much. I only have a couple days with you, man. Okay. All right. I'm going to take you into the Old Testament. And I want to explain something, and I'm going to briefly hit it, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to do the morning. Okay. Love you. Bless you. See you. If you get done before I do, bless you. Love you. See you in the morning. Okay. In the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament was about righteousness. In Deuteronomy 6:25, it says, "It will be unto righteousness for you if you're careful to observe everything that God commands you to do." Yes? So in order to attain right standing with God,
in einem richtigen Stand mit Gott zu sein,
you have to walk out 613 laws. Every day.
Jeden Tag.
So you have to walk every day,
also jeden Tag musst du
perfect,
perfect
and never mess up.
Und niemals, Fehler machen.
All by works.
Alles nur durch die Werke.
You have to work it out.
Du musst es, erarbeiten.
You have to walk out the law.
Du musst, das Gesetz aus-
613 laws.
613 Gesetze.
You can walk out 600 laws.
Du kannst 600 Gesetze.
You can be 40 years in your life.
40 Jahre in deinem Leben.
And you can fall short on the 601st one. And then James 2:10 says that you've transgressed all of them. If you miss one of them. So check this out. The Pharisees, who are like, they're the top breed of the Jewish leaders. They know the law. They know the book. They know Moses. They know the law. And so every day, they wanted to walk it out. They wanted to. Do you understand that they did? They really wanted to walk it out. But they couldn't. So watch, they would walk and they would walk and and they would pray. And they would pray. And then they would walk and they would fall and they would pray. It's the Christian life. When you're under the law, you're under condemnation. Moses was given the ministry of the law. And 2 Corinthians 3 starts out and it says that Moses had the ministry of condemnation. So he has the ministry of condemnation, which had glory. But we've been given a different ministry. We've been given the ministry of righteousness. Much more glory. But if we don't understand righteousness, what kind of ministry have we really been given? Check this out. Jesus was given the ministry of reconciliation through righteousness, not imputing the world's trespasses against them. If you don't understand the ministry of righteousness that's been given to you, you will be walking under the law. And you'll be walking under the ministry of condemnation. And even though you want to reconcile people, you'll still hold their trespasses against them. Ministry of the law. Ministry of righteousness. So the Pharisees, they tried and tried and tried. And then God puts Deuteronomy 28, which is the blessings from obedience. That's where we get, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out. You read it. It's Deuteronomy 28. We love to quote that stuff. I hear people all the time. How are you doing? I'm blessed, brother. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm blessed going in, blessed coming out. I'm above and not beneath. Bless God, praise God. And they live condemned. It is crazy. Now Romans 5 says that I have peace with God. Therefore I have peace with God.
Deswegen habe ich Frieden,
having been justified by faith.
Weil ich durch Glauben gerechtfertigt worden bin.
That's awesome.
Das ist unglaublich.
Romans 6 says I'm dead to sin.
Römer 6 heißt, ich bin der Sünde tot.
Romans 7 is a confusing set of scriptures for people.
Römer 7 ist eine ganz verwirrende Bibelabschnitt für die Leute.
Because people get caught up in that, even though I will to do it, I don't. And the things that I'm not supposed to do, I do. So then people say, well, it's not me, it's sin in me. Okay, when I got born again, I was over here, in this pit.
In diesem Loch.
Dominated by sin.
Dominiert von der Sünde.
Nasty stuff.
Ekliges Zeugs.
And God picked me up.
Und Gott hat mich raus,
set my feet upon a rock.
Hat meine Füße auf und
translated me out of the kingdom of darkness.
Aus der Königreich der Finsternis herausgeholt.
Into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Und hineingestellt in das Königreich des
Lichtes. Into the kingdom of light.
In das Königreich des Lichtes.
Put a stamp of approval on me.
Mir einen Stempel der Bestätigung auf mich.
And said, I'm a son.
Und hat gesagt, ich bin ein Sohn.
Romans 7 says, even though I don't want to, I do it. And even though I don't will to do it, I mess up. And we've brought that into a New Testament reality. But he was talking about an Old Testament thinking. Because even though the Pharisees wanted to, they couldn't. And Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
Und Paulus war der Pharisäer, der Pharisäer.
And even though he willed to do it,
und obwohl er wollte,
he didn't.
Hat es nicht gemacht.
Do you understand that that was the law mentality? Being under the law, there was no way that you could. They were set up because God's holy.
Versteht, dass es die gesetzliche Mentalität war, aber es gab keinen Weg, es zu tun, denn Gott ist heilig.
Are you with me?
Seid ihr noch da?
This is like huge. This is in the church, big time.
Das ist eine große Sache, das ist in der Kirche oft vertreten.
Does anybody relate to what I'm saying?
Ist irgendjemand, weiß jemand, was ich meine?
So watch this.
Also pass auf.
Oops. So Jesus is on the earth and he's born on the earth.
Also Jesus ist auf der Erde, er ist geboren auf der Erde.
Mary has Jesus.
Maria hat Jesus.
And that day the shepherds are out in the field.
An diesem Tag sind die Hirten auf dem Feld.
And one angel comes,
und ein Engel kommt,
and he says, unto you this day,
und er gesagt,
a Savior is born.
Euch ist heute ein Retter geboren.
And God gets so happy,
und Gott ist so glücklich,
that he interrupts himself.
Dass er sich selber unterbricht.
And he says, peace on earth!
Er sagt, Friede auf Erden.
Goodwill towards men!
Und, den Menschen seines, Frieden, den Menschen seines.
My son is on the earth!
Mein Sohn ist auf der Erde.
30 years and counting, baby!
30 Jahre und noch mehr.
So Jesus walks out his life.
Also Jesus lebt sein Leben.
As a man.
Als ein Mensch.
Not as God.
Nicht als Gott.
As a man, one made in God's image.
Als ein Mann, der in Gottes Bild geschaffen ist, als ein Mensch.
See, God wanted to defeat the devil through a man.
Gott wollte den Teufel zerstören durch einen Menschen.
Jesus is the second Adam.
Jesus ist der zweite Adam.
Right?
Oder?
So Jesus walks out the law.
Also Jesus lebt das Gesetz aus.
Every day of his life.
Jeden Tag seines Lebens.
Never falls short in any.
Und hat nie irgendeins gebrochen.
Walks perfect.
Er ist perfekt gewesen.
See, the whole Old Testament was about attaining righteousness.
Das ganze Alte Testament.
That when you walked out the whole law,
ging es darum, die Gerechtigkeit zu erreichen, wenn du das ganze Gesetz ausgelebt hast.
Then it will be a credit to you, righteousness.
Dann wird die Gerechtigkeit dir geben.
If you walk this way,
wenn du diesen Weg gehst,
you get this.
Bekommst du das.
Nobody could do it. So Jesus does it his whole life. Pay close attention to what I'm about to say. See, in the blessings of Deuteronomy, it says, I will open the heavens and cause it to rain. In Deuteronomy 28.
Im 5. Mose 28.
Jesus comes down to the River Jordan.
Jesus kommt zum Jordan.
John the Baptist is baptizing people.
Johannes der Täufer, der tauft die Leute.
Unto repentance.
In der Buße.
Jesus comes down.
Jesus kommt runter.
And says, John, I need you to baptize me.
Und er sagt, er kommt zum Jordan und sagt, Johannes, du musst mich taufen.
John is freaked out.
Und
his whole life was to prepare the way for Jesus. His whole reason for being was for this. His whole life was to prepare the way for this one thing. And now Jesus comes to him and says, I need you to baptize me. John says, but I need you to baptize me. I can't. Jesus says, let it be so. To fulfill all righteousness. What does it mean for righteousness to be fulfilled?
Was bedeutet das, wenn Gerechtigkeit erfüllt wird?
Here's what it means. This is so awesome.
Folgendes ist so unglaublich.
Oh my gosh. See, nobody can walk out the law. We tried and tried and tried, and there are people today that are still under it trying to fulfill it.
Keiner kann das Gesetz ausleben. Wir haben versucht und versucht. Es gibt immer noch Menschen.
And they think that you can work at it. Like you've got to work at it to be accepted.
Man muss sich anstrengen, es erarbeiten, damit du akzeptierst wirst.
If you've got to work at it to be accepted.
Du musst dran arbeiten, damit du akzeptiert wirst.
Paul said in Galatians 3 that who's bewitched you thinking that you... who.
Und Paulus sagt in Galater 3, wer hat euch bezaubert, dass ihr denkt?
What can you add to this?
Dass du da noch was dazufügen kannst.
It's all by grace.
Ist alles durch die Gnade.
It's witchcraft when you think you can do something through your works.
Es ist Zauberei, wenn du denkst, dass du etwas durch deine Werke hinzufügen kannst.
Bewitched.
Verzaubert.
Witchcraft.
Zauberei.
Thinking that you can add to something that Jesus already did.
Du denkst, dass du etwas hinzufügen kannst zu dem, was Jesus schon getan hat.
What did he do?
Was hat er getan?
When he went down into the River Jordan,
see,
John wanted Jesus to baptize him with his baptism.
Johannes wollte, dass Jesus ihn mit seiner Taufe taufte.
But Jesus couldn't.
Aber Jesus konnte nicht.
Not yet.
Noch nicht.
Because Jesus went down,
Jesus kam,
righteousness was fulfilled,
da war die Gerechtigkeit wurde erfüllt,
and the heavens were opened,
und der Himmel wurde geöffnet,
legally.
Gesetzmäßig.
And they never closed again.
Und hat sich nie mehr geschlossen.
Because righteousness was fulfilled.
Und die Gerechtigkeit wurde erfüllt.
This is such a big deal. See, I hope that you're hearing this, because if you don't get this right here, you'll function out of what you can do for God. And we need to function about who we are in God because of what He's already done. See, it's a state of being saying it's I am right with God because of what Jesus did. This is a big deal. Jesus comes up, the heavens were open legally. The blessings of Deuteronomy were upon Jesus' life. Deuteronomy 28. But righteousness for you couldn't be attained yet. So Jesus already attained it. Righteousness was fulfilled. But Jesus had to die in order for you to get through an inheritance what he paid a price for you to step into for free by grace. Not because of what you can add to it, but because what he did for you. So Jesus walks his whole life out. Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. None of the miracles happened until righteousness was fulfilled. None of them. Jesus goes out in the wilderness, comes back. It's on.
Und dann geht's los.
He says, repent!
Und gesagt, tu Buße,
for the kingdom of heaven,
denn das Königreich des Himmels
is at hand.
Ist, kommt.
You've got to change the way you think, guys.
Du musst die Art und Weise denken, wie du, Art und Weise ändern, wie du denkst.
There's a different kingdom that's entered into the scene.
Es ist ein anderes Königreich, das hier auf den Plan tritt.
You can no longer go by what you see.
Du kannst nicht länger von dem leben, was du siehst.
So Jesus walks it out for 3 years.
Jesus lebt es aus, 3 Jahre lang.
Gives the disciples authority.
Gibt den Jüngern Autorität.
The authority that's with them.
Die Autorität, die mit ihnen ist.
And he tells them in John 14, he says, you know, it's going to be better for you that I go away.
Er sagt in Johannes 14, es ist besser für euch, wenn ich weggehe.
Because the presence of me with you,
denn die Gegenwart von mir mit euch,
and the authority that I gave you,
und die Autorität, die ich euch gegeben habe,
that goes with you,
die mit euch geht,
is going to be far surpassed,
die wird weit übertroffen werden,
by the presence of me within you.
Von der, Gegenwart, die durch mich in euch ist.
And the dunamis authority that's going to be placed in you.
Und die, Autorität in euch hineingelegt.
And guys, you won't be rejected.
Und ihr werdet nicht abgelehnt werden.
Because I'm not going to leave you as orphans.
Und ich werde euch nicht als Waisen zurücklassen.
It's the simplicity that's in the gospel.
Die Einfachheit, die im Evangelium ist.
So watch, Jesus walks this whole thing out.
Pass mal auf, Jesus lebt das alles aus.
They hang him on a tree.
Sie hängen ihn an einen Baum.
The principalities and powers,
die, Kräfte und Mächte,
tacked him to the tree.
Haben ihn an dieses Kreuz geheftet.
See, people say, well, you know, he could have came down. Jesus could have came down. No, he couldn't.
Die Leute sagen, Jesus hätte runterkommen können.
He pursued the cross so he could have you.
Er hat das Kreuz verfolgt und gesucht, damit er dich haben.
You were the joy set before Jesus. You were the joy set before him.
Ihr wart die Freude, die er euch vor Augen hatte.
Love held him there. Love held him on the tree.
Die Liebe hat ihn an dieses Kreuz gehängt.
He didn't come to come down.
Er kam nicht, um wieder runterzusteigen.
He came to pay a price.
Er kam, um einen Preis zu bezahlen.
So that we could become love.
Damit wir Liebe werden können.
He who knew no sin, became sin,
wurde Sünde,
so that we could become,
damit wir
the righteousness of God,
die Gerechtigkeit Gottes
in Christ Jesus.
Christus Jesus.
He became sin,
wurde Sünde,
so we could become,
damit wir
the righteousness of God,
die Gerechtigkeit Gottes
in Christ Jesus.
In Christus Jesus.
Where it wouldn't matter what people say about you anymore,
es spielt keine Rolle mehr, was die Leute
because you're so moved by what God thinks about you. And by what he says about you, that you're unashamed of this gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation, because in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, the righteousness of God. So they killed Jesus. They put him on a tree. Jesus dies. Goes to hell for 3 days. Pays for the sin of mankind. The third day, listen. Third day, Mary is outside the tomb. The stone's not there. The stone's rolled away. She says, oh no. And she sees somebody that's in by the tomb, and she says, tell me where you put my Lord. Where did you put him? And Jesus says, Mary. And she says, oh, Rabboni. Oh. And he says, don't touch me. Don't cling to me. I haven't yet ascended. But go and tell the disciples that I'm going to my Father and your Father. Listen, see, when Jesus got baptized in the River Jordan, God spoke, and he wasn't Jehovah Rapha alone. He wasn't Jehovah Nisi. He wasn't just Jehovah Jireh. He was Jehovah Daddy.
Als Jesus im Jordan getauft worden ist, hat sich Gott nicht offenbart als der heilende Gott oder der wie viele andere Namen Gottes, sondern als
to where God said, this is my son, in whom I'm well pleased. So Jesus lives and walks his life out. He goes. He applies the blood to the mercy seat. To the mercy seat. He applies blood to the mercy seat. That's crying out constantly, mercy, mercy, mercy. To where he said, don't cling to me, I'm going to my Father. And your Father. So when the Holy Ghost got poured out on the day of Pentecost, the revealing of God as a Father upon the disciples, and it started to spread. So what Satan's after is you never understanding righteousness and never understanding you've been made right with God, and it's not through your works that you're right. It's through what Jesus did and you entering into the finished work of the cross that says that you're a brand new creation. God's not against you. He's for you. Jesus said, I'm going to go to my Father and your Father. Call no one on earth your Father, for you have one Father. So now righteousness has been fulfilled. And God says to seek it first. So that every day when you wake up, you're right with God. Your eternal problem has been solved. And you can enter into relationship with a loving God. And you can be a son or a daughter that stands with confidence before the throne to receive grace in the time of need, to where I never have to leave the throne room, to where I live in the throne room. Doesn't mean if I don't see it. It means positionally. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. It means that I'm dead but alive in Him. It means that I'm hidden in Him. It means that I abide in Him. It means that when I walk, I walk from heaven towards earth everywhere I go. Because the love of God was made manifest because Jesus satisfied the wrath of God, became sin. He didn't know any sin, he became it. So that you might become freely by grace the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And if we don't start right there and build our life in that place, our foundation is crooked. Righteousness is a legal term. It means that I am positionally right. And as a legal position, I stand before God with nothing in between. If I've been justified by faith, I now have peace with God. Listen, Abraham, in Romans 4, it talks about Abraham, it was because he didn't waver at the promise. It was accounted to him righteousness. Because he didn't waver at the promise. If Abraham didn't waver at the promise, then where did Ishmael come from? To me, that looks like a huge waver. Yes? Am I just crazy? But Abraham's told by God, Sarah's going to have a boy. Sarah. She didn't. So they wanted to help God. So Hagar came in. To help God. But first, Sarah was told by God, you're going to have a boy. And she laughed at God. And he said, did you laugh at me? No. She lied. Sarah went down in the book of Hebrews. A woman of great faith. Abraham. He didn't waver at the promise. See, the blood of Jesus changes the book. See, God's book is different than your book. See, the whole New Testament, you don't have the mess ups of the Old Testament. You don't have all the bad stuff. I mean, you look at Samson and Gideon and everybody. They're remembered as amazing in the New Testament. See, Jesus went to hell, set captives free too. Oh, come on. This is way bigger than you think, man. If we just get the simplicity that's in the righteousness of God, just that you've been made right with God, there's absolutely zero accusable. See, we have... Let's say you have something in your life that you wish you would stop doing. When righteousness sets in, and the understanding of who you really are, you won't want to do it anymore. It just shuts it off. It shuts it down. I'm telling you, I was a drug addict, an atheist, a hater of people, manipulator. I had all kinds of problems with pornography, everything. And it all just went shut down. Because I've sought righteousness from day one. To the point when since I've been saved, it's so powerful that I've never, ever, once looked lustfully at a woman since I've been born again. That's awesome. Come on, it's because some stuff we were like, well, you know, it's normal. It's not normal, it's from the fall of man. God didn't create Eve for Adam because Adam needed a partner.
Eva nicht für Adam geschaffen, weil Adam einen Partner brauchte.
For those kind of reasons.
Aus diesen Gründen.
I would say other words, but it's not good.
Ich würde andere Worte sagen, aber die sind nicht so gut.
Come on, when God becomes your partner.
Also wenn Gott dein Partner wird.
You won't depend upon a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Da brauchst du nicht mehr auf eine Freundin oder einen Freund, bist nicht mehr abhängig von dem.
Or your husband or your wife.
Oder Mann oder eine Frau.
To satisfy what only he can satisfy.
Um das zu befriedigen, was nur er befriedigen kann.
Because a lot of times the things that we want.
Viele Sachen sind Dinge, ganz oft sind es Dinge, die wir wollen.
Are to satisfy our insecurities.
Sind dazu da, um unsere eigene Unsicherheit zu befriedigen.
This is a big deal, man.
Und es ist eine große Sache.
I can keep going. When righteousness hits home, all that stuff gets crushed. We've made it a lot harder. We've tried to go and do this and go and do this and go through this and go through that. Instead of seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So if you've spent your whole life seeking other stuff, seeking other things, make a decision and say, okay, I'm going after this. Amen? Is there anybody in here that came in here that wasn't a Christian when they came in? Anybody? No? Okay, good. None of you were just drug along just to hang out? I want you to come with me. Why? Because I do. Just come and sit and listen. I promise you this. Because I believe there's like three people here and you don't have to say anything now. You're not getting out of this. I promise you. I'm so serious. None of my relatives did. You're not. None of my relatives. None of the people that were not believers. I will not believe your way. Almost all of them are in. Why? Because they can't get out of this. I know that sounds silly. We've been taught all kinds of things. Free will this and free will that. If somebody doesn't believe, it's because their mind is tormented by lies. Spiritual hosts of wickedness. Yeah, we don't war against flesh and blood. But against spiritual hosts of wickedness, principalities. So my war is not against a person. It's against what they think and what's possessed in their mind. So if you're a believer that believes, since when did someone's free will that's dominated by lies dominate a believer's free will that's possessed by truth? That means if someone doesn't believe, you can claim them for the kingdom. And they can't get out of it. Don't say, yeah, but. Does God love them? Is it God's will that all men be saved? We got that working for us. Let's go with that. And you don't have to go for their jugular vein.
Du musst Kinder ihre an der Halsschlagader packen sozusagen.
To try to talk them into it.
Um sie da reinzureden und überzeugen.
You become love.
Du wirst Liebe.
So that they want what you have.
Damit sie das wollen, was du hast.
Amen. Amen. Let me pray something. Yvonne, you want to come up here? God, I just thank you in the name of Jesus, God, for the foundation. For what you're doing. Thank you for the righteousness being monumental, being the cornerstone. That these meetings have started out
dass diese Treffen angefangen haben,
with us being right with God.
Damit, dass wir, richtig, gerecht sind mit Gott.
That everything we do
und alles, was wir tun,
is going to be because
sein wird aufgrund
of our position,
unsere Position
as a son,
als ein Sohn,
and a daughter
und eine Tochter,
that's been made right with God,
die richtig gestellt worden ist mit Gott.
Because of what Jesus Christ did.
Aufgrund dessen, was Jesus Christus getan hat.
That we're not going to enter into works.
Dass wir nicht in Werke hineingehen werden.
We're going to stay in the place of grace.
Wir werden im Ort der Gnade bleiben.
That we believe.
Und wir glauben.
And it's been accounted to us.
Das wird uns angerechnet werden.
Righteousness.
Gerechtigkeit.
Has been laid up into our account.
Die in unserem Konto hinterlegt worden ist.
What prophets desired to see.
Unser Wunsch ist zu sehen.
They wanted to see it.
Sie wollen es sehen.
And they couldn't. And it was reserved for another day. And we've entered into that day. What they desire to see, we have right now have been called into the righteous identity of the satisfying of the law completely.
Das Gesetz ist zufriedengestellt.
Because of the simple belief
aufgrund eines einfachen Glaubens
in Jesus Christ,
an Jesus Christus,
Him crucified,
gekreuzigt,
and Him raised
und auferstanden,
to sit at the right hand
zur rechten Gottes zu sitzen,
with blood on the mercy seat
mit dem Blut an dem Gnadenthron,
that cries out mercy,
das
mercy,
Erbarmen,
mercy,
Erbarmen,
because we've been set free
weil wir freigesetzt worden sind,
in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.